Hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today. As always, you guys are enjoying a lot of the shows that we're putting together for you. Hope you guys are enjoying some of the YouTube clips, putting a lot of health stuff out there and positive information on YouTube that we can, you know, get out there and really encourage a lot of people with good information. And also bypass a lot of the restrictions as far as getting banned on YouTube, because getting banned on YouTube is annoying. And we try to bring you guys updates every single day on what's going on and try to bring you guys a lot of information as far as health and fitness and positivity.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. I'm reading comments on an article. I apologize. I lost it on you this morning.
I got to deal with this guy.
Every day. I mean, it's horrible.
I got to deal with him.
I mean, I
That's
know.
Because you're on three purple sticks. I haven't even had one.
You're not supposed to tell them that. I feel great.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
I've staggered them over 3-hour periods. I'm good. And I had 4 eggs this morning. With your children.
We did it. We have eggs this morning. I ran out of attention factor this morning.
And
too.
I made you guys three biscuits each this morning.
Biscuits were good. I don't normally eat carbohydrates in the morning. I feel pretty good, I think, on it. Yeah. Just a little bit, though. And it's with eggs.
A little tiny organic biscuit, I may add.
Biggest thing, if you are going to have some carbs in the morning, you got to stack it with some protein and fat.
Are you ready for me to read what I read that made me laugh? This is funny.
What are you bringing?
No, this is funny. This is an article in this.
We're live.
I'm going to post this.
I'm trying to put this on YouTube.
Physicist testifies to Congress that he knows of 4 alien species in a UAP hearing.
Is this in front of Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, and here's some of the comments. LOL, the aliens are Mexican, Venezuelans, and Salvadorians and Somalis.
that's common.
No, it gets better. Number 2, they have lost so much credibility they could plop an alien right in front of me and I would say fake and gay. That's funny. Oh, no, get ready for the next one. Ready?
That's about the truth, though.
Okay. Okay. And it says, PSYOP until proven otherwise. Next one, cool. Now, this is great. Could you please release the Epstein files?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Cool story. Isn't it funny how they constantly have this obfuscation every single day as far as what's going on? You know, and I mean, I guess the CIA had to show up with something now. They came out now and they said the cartel leader was among 16 arrested in a historic U.S. fentanyl bust, which, quite frankly, it's a big deal. This is the largest fentanyl bust in DEA history. Over like 3 million pills of fentanyl, which is like 880 pounds.
It's kill a lot of people.
80 kilos of meth, too. 80 keys of meth, another 7 kilos of coke, and 4.5 kilos of heroin, and a whole bunch of rifles and pistols. Here's a photo from the DEA here. They got some SBRs, they got an AK, got some Glocks. Now, I just have to ask the question, though,
I love this. I love this watch.
No, it's interesting, because I don't know why the photo was just pulled down on my computer. I feel like they knew I was going to say something really.
Well, show them the other photo. It's all right. We zoom in on it.
There it goes.
Okay. There you go. That's it. That's just big enough. That one's big enough. You can see it now.
Why is it doing that? There it goes.
Okay.
So there you are. All right. Well, sorry, we had some internet light.
Okay, okay. Just
night.
Don't move. Don't move. Now, Rich, go to camera 4 for a second. I want to show you something there. Okay, ready?
So you got SBRs. You got all this. I want to know who the drug dealer was who had the flintlock black powder pistol. Like, nothing says I'm a serious drug dealer like pulling out a flintlock and challenge you to a duel.
And you got to hope the ball doesn't roll out of the barrel.
You got the packing in there so it doesn't. But I was like, I had a bunch of guns. But I saw the flintlock, and I'm like, now, obviously, I'm joking. It's probably a display in one of the houses that got seized.
But they don't have that cool shotgun you were telling me about yesterday.
God, they don't have a cool shotgun. Even the drug dealers can't afford it.
Man, that was nice. Oh, by the way, I got a couple more comments about the aliens. Okay, you should be asking, okay, what's happening right now? What are they trying to distract us from at this time?
There you go, yeah.
We're talking about aliens. And he goes, I'll be frank. The existence of aliens doesn't move the needle for me at all. Lowering taxes and throwing out the communists first, then I'll worry about extraterrestrial bug men. You know, it's just funny when I watch this kind of stuff. But, you know, it's funny how they say this stuff about it. I'm going to post it so you guys can read it. You know, as they say, that's great. Now for the proof. None. All hearsay.
None.
Okay, moving on. The fact that our tax dollars go to paying people to keep this technology information from us is just mind-blowing. Our government believes we are all morons. What a waste of money and time. It is hilarious that most people consider a physicist to be particularly reliable. Most people haven't known very many physicists. Okay, it's true. Why does it feel like they're more open up about what they know about the aliens more than I don't believe them, and the more it feels like it's all a joke? Like, what happened? I'd be eating this up for a decade ago. You know, what's funny about this is, you know, the Bible tells us that we have aliens here. Now I'm looking at you guys, and you're looking at me, and you're like, no, it doesn't. Bible doesn't say that. Yeah, it does. It talks about other dimensions. It talks about other people coming in from other dimensions. It talks about angels and other dimensions that you cannot see that can show up and kill a whole bunch of people really fast. Even Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, don't you know that I can call like 50,000 angels right now? Well, where are these guys? They can show up pretty quick. They sure showed up at the tomb when he was resurrected. All of this stuff is very, very real as far as what the Bible says. And as far as what we have here, as far as aliens and all the other things that they talk about here, something happened, you know, when the earth was flooded the first time in the pre-Adamic race. And a lot of things I believe that we would call aliens at this point that would be fallen angels and other things got locked up down in, I believe, Antarctica. Now you think, well, that sounds silly to me. Okay, whatever. Then you can figure it out on your own. I did a whole series on this called Angel Wars, and I went into detail on this. By the way, another, this is a terrible segue here, but it's okay. Another jet fighter is lost. Wait a minute. It falls into the sea, making it the fourth major mishap in months. Yeah, okay. All right, there's something else going on here with these airplanes.
Yeah, dude. Okay. This, I mean, we have the most inept air force, naval force in history.
Is that me or you?
That's you, bro.
Great. It sounds like some kind of old 70s song.
That was 70s song.
I think it's part of this article I just pulled up. A Navy jet fighter failed to land on an aircraft carrier and plummeted into the sea again on Tuesday, making the fourth major mishap involving a vessel and the third loss of a fighter jet deployed with it since the warship left home last year. This ship is kind of, the commanding officers probably got changed. The F-18 Super Hornet fighter jet, worth about $67 million, went overboard again after an unsuccessful attempt to slow it down upon landing upon the USS Harry. It must have missed its hook. The Navy said in a statement, both aviators aboard the jet safely ejected and were rescued at sea by a helicopter with minor injuries. No one aboard the warship's flight deck was harmed. They don't know what happened to the $67 million plane. I'm sure it's at the bottom. The latest incident reported early on by CNN followed the loss of another jet in an accident aboard the Truman last week, in which this thing sounded like it's cursed, this ship, in which the aircraft tumbled overboard after sailors lost control while towing it. I don't believe that at all. And a third fighter jet from the Truman was shot down accidentally. Remember that, by that DEI person?
That whole thing was weird.
Had to be DEI. Accidentally over the Red Sea in December by another Navy warship, the USS Gettysburg, an accident triggered concerns about communication among warships and fighter jets in the region. The Truman was also involved in a collision in the Mediterranean in February, prompting the service to fire its commanding officer, Navy Captain Snowden. I guess it wasn't a good firing yet. He was replaced by Navy Captain Hill, who had just completed a deployment of another carrier, Dwight Eisenhower. While the incidents have not killed anyone, they've raised questions about the strain placed on aircraft carrier's crew and its ability to carry out grueling deployment. Now, I'm going to say something that I said the other day. We don't know how much of this story I just read is pure obfuscation, but somebody's got to talk about the loss of these craft, and that's why they're doing this.
Well, this isn't, yeah, exactly. They got to have a story. Remember that one? It was one of the first Iron Mans. Remember, and they're talking about how he had that big old incident. He took down like that F-22 Raptor.
Oh yeah.
Remember, he's flying around, and he goes, "I can't believe you did this. We have to disclose the American population that you're in your Iron Man suit and took on our F-22." And he goes, "No, you're not. You're going to say it was an unfortunate training accident." The next scene, it cuts over. He's in front of the press. He goes, "We had an unfortunate training accident. One of our F-22s went down. Our pilot safely ejected. No other questions at this time."
Yeah.
They lie. I'm not saying all that's happening right now, but it's very odd to me. We're having all this conflict, and we constantly are having these, like, boondoggles.
Are you telling me that it wasn't some guy flying around in an Iron Man suit that did this?
I don't know. I mean, I would like one of those suits.
Oh, my, that would be so cool. But the problem is when he lands and hits and rolls and tumbles at 100 miles an hour,
yeah,
he'd be squished inside that suit.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much armor's on that suit.
No.
Sheer force.
It'd be done. Your
guts are still moving inside your body.
That's right. Okay. Now, by the way, this is an interesting article by Paul Craig Roberts. And it's going into detail about Ronald Reagan and a lot of other people. And he makes some pretty good statements here that I really like. he says, you know, Reagan, he says, one of the best presidents we ever had because he got rid of communism. He got rid of the stagflation. He did a whole bunch of stuff, Cold War with the Soviet Union. And he says the success was covered up with the media hype by the Teflon presidents. And he says American historians and academics who guarantee their careers by justifying the various atrocities in their governments include the top five prime presidents, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, and Dwight D. Eisenhower. Lincoln destroyed the Constitution. Now, listen to this. He destroyed the constitutional framework based on states' rights as designed by the Founding Fathers. That's a fact, Austin. He did.
Yep.
He was a horrible president. Lincoln introduced war against civilians as an essential part of war against the opposing army. Today, the International Criminal Court would recognize Lincoln as a war criminal.
There you go.
Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, ranked 7 after Harry Truman, who nuked 2 Japanese civilian cities while the Japanese government was pleading for peace. John F. Kennedy comes 8th, Ronald Reagan 9th, Barack Obama, he basically bombed 7 countries, comes in 10th, and President Lyndon Johnson, whose quote, famous quote was, "How many kids did you kill today?" comes in 11th. What we see here are the liberals not willing to dethrone the first American president or a founding father who wrote the Declaration of Independence, or John F. Kennedy, a martyr, or Reagan, whose popularity remains high, shielding themselves from partisanship by including Jefferson, Kennedy, and Reagan in the second tier of successful presidents. Lincoln destroyed the Constitution, which is based on states' rights. He conducted a war of war crimes against an agricultural society, the South, that could not afford to pay the Morrill tariff in order to industrialize the North at the expense of the South.
There you go.
No sooner the South was destroyed, the Union launched a war of extermination against the Native American Plains Indians, the same generals, Sherman and Sheridan, the same Union soldiers that raped and pillaged the South, repeated the application to the remaining American natives. As Lincoln's reward for genocide, he is voted by American historians the best ever, the number one president of all time. I'm telling you, I've told you this 100 times, and I'll tell it to you again. If I was president of the United States and I could tear down the Lincoln War Memorial, I would do it. Because of what he's done.
It has nothing to do with slavery.
Nope, he didn't even mention that here. Theodore Roosevelt has bestowed the 4th ranking because he established American policy of empire and hegemony. Franklin Delano Roosevelt gets the 3rd rank. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was a communist, gets the 3rd ranking because he replaced the power of Congress with the power of regulatory agencies. One's assumed Eisenhower's 5th rank because he alleged to have won World War II for the United States. Truman is 6th because he nuked Japan, thus putting the Soviet Union on notice. If you look at these achievements, Washington and Jefferson aside, Reagan at number 9 on this list is the only one who rescued America from economic catastrophe. Liberals and what passes for left wing say that Reagan was just another fake, another warmonger committed to the Soviet Union's destruction. But a president who is fake would never put me in charge of his economic policies, Paul Craig Roberts, nor would he appoint me as secretary to be a secret presidential committee to verify or disprove the CIA's arguments against the Cold War. So, you know, he really likes Reagan because he worked with Reagan. And I like it. I like this whole article that he did. I think it's very well written. I think he's actually correct. And then he goes, another one, he basically talks about, let me see. Hang on a second. My iPad just glitched on me.
Well, you know, taking a look at that, though, you're talking about, like, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's one of the things I think if everybody ever took a look back at it, you got to kind of wonder. The first one was like, all right, what's this thing going to do? Everybody was curious what that bomb was going to do. The first one with, Hiroshima.
A lot of people say it was a German bomb, by the way.
The second one was completely unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first one, wiped out like 140,000 people instantaneously. Well, that's all the deaths that happened afterwards, the radiation.
Well, Japan had already been bombed in a rubble.
Exactly.
They had already firebombed Tokyo. I mean, the whole place was burned down.
Yeah.
They were trying to get peace, but they didn't want to depose their emperor.
Right.
But we wanted the emperor to depose because we wanted to put our Rothschild,
Banking Kabbalist, cartel.
Luciferian, a synagogue of Satan paid personage there. And that's what they did.
Yeah.
And now whether or not, and then they said that there'll never be anybody inhabiting Nagasaki or Hiroshima for the next 1,000 years. I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
It's an industrial port. Apparently, it was okay after a few years. I mean, so the whole thing with these nukes is different than what we've been taught, everything else is. And secondly, remember, Jim Mars in his book, The Third Reich, which is an excellent read, by the way, I recommend it for everybody. He says that we did not use American bombs, that we could not get them to work, that was one of the things that Hitler traded for his escape. And I know darn good and well.
I thought it was just the detonators.
Not the bombs. He said the whole thing was the bombs. And what was, he said they had a limited amount of them because the Germans had stopped making them.
Well, they weren't easy to make, too.
No, they were very difficult to make because of the heavy water and all the new uranium that was necessary. But Jim Morris said that basically that's what we used, that we couldn't get our detonators working. If you listen to, you watch that one movie, Oppenheimer, it says right there the detonators don't work.
No, he brings it up in there.
In the movie.
We couldn't get them to fire.
Yeah. And now, I'm not recommending that movie. It's got some real... We've got some absolutely crazy nude scenes in it that aren't necessary. And then he says another article. He goes, the bell tolls for all white Gentile ethnicities. This is another one by Paul Craig Roberts. the Vice President and Secretary of State of the United States have called attention to the tyrannical behavior of the current German government, a corrupt, anti-democratic government controlled by Israel. Now, that's interesting. I thought that was odd that he would say that. That is holding on to the power by designating its rival AfD, the rapidly growing second largest party, as extremist. Recent polls indicate the AfD has pulled even and perhaps a bit ahead of the government that is trying to suppress it. By applying an extremist label to the rival, the government gives itself the power to use its spy agencies to keep the AfD under surveillance. This permits the current corrupt government to know in advance of the AfD's electoral plans while demonizing them as so too extreme that it must remain under surveillance. On what grounds is the AfD designated extremist? The German Domestic Security Service, the AfD, represents ethnic Germans, representing the people based on ethnicity and descent, disregards the human dignity of immigrant invaders that is incompatible with democratic-based order. In other words, we're making the people that are coming in and taking over our country more important than the people who were here first. And this is a very good article. It says, holding immigrant invaders accountable would be racism, like what Germany did to the Jews. In effect, what is happening all over Europe and Britain as the immigrant invaders are becoming overlords over the ethnicities that comprise the former nations, now Towers of Babel. So on top of their Israeli overlord, Europeans have immigrant invaders as another overlord. What a joke that Europeans and British are and Irish are free people. They are the most enslaved in history. Even their tongues have been cut out. They cannot speak for fear of reprisal and arrest. The entire Western world is dead man, is a dead man walking, kind of like Weekend with Bernie's, I guess. Every person who rises to the defense of Western civilization is demonized, arrested, fired, dismissed from his university, framed in false prosecution, or in prison. The insouciant West was insouciant for too long. It's lost its life, and now we have Weekend at Bernie's. You know, it's
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, well, no, because what they're doing, they're propping up the world and saying, hey, look, and it doesn't exist anymore. And then we got one other article here. This is an interesting one. This has to do with HGH stimulate.
Nitric oxide?
Nitric oxide. Doctors warned that ailments suffered by 100 million Americans is quietly driving a wave of embarrassing sex issues. Daily Mail. Over 100 million Americans have experienced seasonal allergies. Now, by the way, you know, the best thing to do for allergies is turmeric, period.
And the GHI cleanse.
And the GHI cleanse
looks really good.
Additionally, more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere helps plants thrive and produce excessive pollen in the air. But it says that because of it's causing congestion in your throat, allergies can also lead to a major sexual dysfunction, which is basically ED. Allergies trigger the immune system. And Dr. Ashwin Sharma, an expert in medical weight loss and health technology from the Imperial College of London, says cells involved in allergies have been found to contribute to the hardening of the arteries within the body. This is how they're swegwaying this, because the male reproductive organ has to have blood flow, which establishes a risk factor for erectile dysfunction. It's a major risk for ED because it reduces blood flow and nitric oxide production. That's what this does. This creates a huge amount of nitric oxide in the system. Now, I'm going to warn you here. This product is great for maintaining healthy, you know, libido. But if you're not married, or if you are married, you need to talk to your wife before you start it, because it's going to really increase your libido. So be careful with it. I mean, I remember, Sharon used to fuss at me like I took too much of this stuff.
Well, really want to stack it hard, you stack it with the Testo Plus and that together.
So and the zinc.
You get
and
testosterone the, yeah, boost, mm-hmm. and then you get the nitric oxide. Works perfect on there. And
therefore, men who suffer badly from allergies from emails find that their sex life could be affected. And it goes into detail, but it all triggers back with the nitric oxide. I'll post this article so you guys can read it. But it says, research also suggests that specific odors, such as those who sweat from pheromones, can trigger a cascade of hormonal changes that influence sexual responses. So all of this stuff is very complicated in the body. You know what's funny to me? When I read this stuff, you know, with women, you're dealing with luteinizing hormone, you're dealing with, if they're still ovulating, you're dealing with follicle-stimulating hormone, you're dealing with estrogen, you're dealing with progesterone. It's a whole cocktail of hormones that go through a woman every 28 to 30 days as far as their cycle. And what's odd to me is this. People still want to promote evolution, that we crawled out of the slime as an amoeba, and we decided we wanted to be a human with how all this complex stuff, when the law of nature doesn't do that. The entropy. I mean, everything follows the least path of resistance. God made us in his image. How he developed and how he put us together is absolutely staggering what he did. And it's mind-boggling to me that people want to believe that we came from a rock getting hit by lightning. It's so stupid. It just doesn't work. This stuff is so complicated in our bodies. You can take any part of the body, the eye, the back of the eye, a joint, anything, and you look at it and you analyze it, it gets smaller and smaller in detail, and how the cells actually work and function. I remember that when I was working, I took a class in biology at Florida State. I took a bunch of classes in that, and we started talking about kidney function, Austin.
Yep.
It is so complex.
Oh, yeah.
And so you think, oh, yeah, it just happened to develop like this. No, it didn't. We were wonderfully made by the creator of the universe, Jesus, and we can do all things through him because he gave us that ability because we're in his image.
Well, so, you know, yesterday we did a really good segment on the reticulator activator, or is referred to as a reticulator activating system, the RAS in the brain.
Well, that's that. If you don't watch any
yesterday
show,
a really good
yesterday's
show
a green show, you need to watch
it. We talked about changing different things and changing your mindset and being able to change your mindset and change into action and change action and actually make things happen. It's a really, really good show yesterday if you want to listen to that. And I think we got a segment of it on YouTube I put up there on goal building. We chopped it up yesterday. Michael Barrett did. One thing I want to give you guys a heads up on, the product of the week, the Berberine Ultimate. You guys voted, and it won by a doggone landslide. I mean, you guys just swept it up. I don't have it on sale yet. The D3's still on sale. I'll get this updated later on the afternoon. You guys usually change the product of the week mid-Wednesday. So if you guys got anything or any questions, you can call us at Team Health Masters, 1-800-726-1834. I think about 12% discounts. I know that Berberine Ultimate, because this is not regular berberine. Let me clarify that. This is Berberine Ultimate, or is known as dihydroberberine. This is 5 times more absorbable and bioactive than regular berberine. Regular berberine.
This is a great product.
Yeah, regular berberine is very difficult for the body to digest and basically to actually use bioactively. It's got to break it down. Dihydroberberine is uptook through the body almost immediately. And so, again, it's really, really good for blood sugar, really good for burning body fat. And there's another article that just came out, and I want to cover this. Said berberine may reduce atherosclerosis, promising study finds. It talks about how it can actually reduce plaque buildup in the arteries. Berberine. That's a big deal. I had no idea. This is really, and this shows
it,
you.
It has to do with what it's doing from an insulin standpoint.
It's exactly what it goes into. Yeah. This is what he was just talking about with plaque buildup.
This happens in the reproductive organs and it prevents
reduces blood flow.
It prevents an erection. That's correct.
And it goes into detail talking about what berberine is here and how it essentially works. It says the role of gut microbe in cardiovascular disease. And it says gut microbe is now considered its own physiological functioning unit. We've talked about this so many times now. That's why it's so important to make sure you're taking the probiotic formula. Whether it's the DF, whether it's 100 billion, the 350 billion, you've got to keep your gut microbe in place.
This is really important. Read this. Epic Times disruption of the microbe.
Read it.
Antibiotics or dietary changes can trigger accelerate the development of, inflammatory diseases like inflammatory bowel disease, obesity, and atherosclerotic plaquing.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
And it goes into detail here, talking about how the gut microbe breaks down food that are high in choline, like eggs, L-carnitine, different type of supplements, and essentially converts it into nitric oxide. And so, again, when it talks about here, was the detail where I was trying to pull it up, so I was reading earlier, it talks about how berberine reduces this. It reduces plaque formation in blood vessels. And it said the study enrolled 49 patients. Group 1 consisted of 16 with blood lipids and glucose levels within normal range. Group 2 consisted of 21 who basically had high blood glucose or lipid levels. And they looked at using berberine on them. Each patient's plaques were examined and analyzed before and after treatment to determine the therapeutic effect. There are a total of 49 plaques in group 2, and 28 of them were reduced in size after berberine treatment. So it dropped as far as reduced the amount of plaque buildup in the arteries in almost half the test subjects that took berberine that had high amounts of blood lipid levels or high plaque in their arteries. So again, this is a really, really cool study. It's long. There's all types of detailed stuff in it. So I'm going to post on the website if you guys want to go into detail.
Here's an overview from WebMD. Berberine is found in plants like, barberry and golden seal.
Yep.
Berberine is a bitter tasting yellow colored chemical. It might also help kill bacteria and help regulate how the body uses sugar in the blood. It can also benefit with certain heart conditions. People most commonly use berberine for diabetes, high levels of cholesterol or other fats in the blood, and for high blood pressure. It is also used for burns, canker sores, liver disease, and many other conditions, but there's good scientific evidence to report many of other uses. Wow, it says primarily effective for canker sores. I had no idea that. I guess canker sores would be a type of herpes thing. We talked about this a few weeks ago. And we talked about how lysine does great for that. And also our Viagraphics. And so,
yes.
And garlic. I mean, garlic, Viagraphics, and lysine really work for that. And now they're saying that it also, berberine also works for that, which I did not know.
Lysine, too. I had somebody tell me this. They were dealing with a bunch of basically like planter's warts on their hands. I just found this out the other day. And they started taking super high doses of lysine, and the warts started falling off their hands. I was shocked, and I thought about, well, lysine basically helps fight off HPV and HSV really effectively to the point that it almost suppresses the virus.
They get a really clean version of it. Don't buy that junk stuff.
No, you got to buy high-dose lysine. The stuff that we always carry on here is always the L-lysine. It's a gram. There is gram for two capsules, so it's 500 milligrams in a plant cellulose capsule. It's effective formula. And again, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback over the years from it for all types of different viruses like that. Because again, remember, viruses are viruses. It doesn't matter. There's thousands of different forms of them. Taking the right supplements will fight off those viruses, especially with the lysine and viral graphis. So really important to stay.
I'm going to go ahead and post this article from the WebMD. It's pretty, I don't really promote that website, but it's actually giving you some pretty good information on berberine. And so I like that. So it'll be posted tonight. So you guys can look this one up because it's amazing.
Now, this is a pretty interesting topic we talked about the other day. The Supreme Court is letting the military ban on transgender troops stay in place. This is a big deal.
Well, you've got to have a ready force.
And that's what one guy was talking about when they interviewed him. I mean, he was actually homosexual. He's a gay guy. But he went into detail and he said, you can't have an individual who's combat ready that has to be on multiple different cross-sex hormones and is having different surgeries and is having different updates with different surgeries. And not to mention, can't even maintain their own mental health. And I'm not picking anybody that's having issues with mental health because that's a real serious problem. But you have to think about it. I mean, and me and Doug Hagman talked about that in detail. By the way, Doug's doing great. I'm going to be on his show tonight if you guys want to watch.
Oh, good. He's back on again. Praise God.
I'll be
praise
on tonight
God.
From 9 to 10 live. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to get updated on, talked about. But the biggest thing about it is, you know, I remember when I went into the OCS program, got applied into it and got approved, went through MEPS and everything for the Marine Corps, went to Quantico, is that I had a massive ankle break in motocross when I was younger. I had basically screws put in it, screws taken out of it. I had to get so many different types of medical sign-offs on that ankle, and they wanted to have x-rays, they wanted to do more x-rays on it. And I mean, it was a mess for just a break. But yet you're saying somebody that comes in and goes, I am no longer a man. I am now a female. I am now having my appendages cut off, and I want to have multiple surgeries done, and I need to have four or five different hormones every single day. That's okay. Fully accepted. Jump on in. You're good to go. We don't ask any more questions. But yet you got guys like me and other guys that have a minor medical injury as far as with like knee, ankle. It's suddenly we have to go through the rigmarole to get through certain things. And that really bothered me when I saw all that. So, again, this getting banned is a big deal. This ban staying in place is a big deal. We got to have a combat-ready military, and the DEI needs to stop. We can't just be having $60 million planes falling off boats all the time. Again, that's more sarcastic.
Yeah.
Now, this is another story, too, I want to give everybody a heads up on. And I don't agree with the bankers on this. I can't stand usury. But they're cracking down. It's ironic that it's suddenly now is going into place. Crackdown on student loan defaulters will begin this summer with benefit seizure and wage garnishment starting
in June. Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
They're going
here,
for it.
Yeah, they're going
now,
for it.
Now, what's interesting is they've done now the pandemic era freeze for the last 5 years. They put off a lot of stuff, payments. Now, what's interesting about this, though, and this is what I don't agree with this. If you sign up for a loan and you're required to pay the loan, okay, I got it. However, the biggest thing is that you can't file Chapter 7 bankruptcy on student loans ever, period, for any reason.
Enslavement.
And the issue is a lot of these loans were predatory. You had these universities that were getting kids signed up for these $100,000 bachelor's degrees. Didn't matter what they applied in. It was underwater basket weaving. You're $100,000 in debt.
Black Lives Matter.
With no useful purpose.
No, no purpose.
No, it was. And then you get out. And then all of a sudden you don't realize if you miss a payment on it, it defaults to 29% and you get back fees on it. And all what happens is the money starts to double on itself after a couple of years. And it says the government will begin seizing federal benefits. I think this is going into pensions too. It says for 195,000 student loan defaulters in June with wage garnishment set to reach 5.3 million borrowers this summer. God, this is usury. And see, the issue I have with this is that a lot of this stuff, because it's federally backed loans, the interest should freeze on it. If you default on it and you have an issue with it, this isn't a car loan that you're upside down in. This isn't a mortgage that you overleverage in. This is a college degree that there is no asset. There's not any property. There's no tangible good. There's not a vehicle.
It's an unsecured loan.
It's an unsecured loan. It's basically like a signature loan is what it is. And so if you have an individual that basically, because they're federally backed, why in the world does the interest go up to 29%? They basically need to hold up and say, listen, we need the money back. You can sign a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 loan, but the interest is frozen now. Charging these kids 30% interest, in my opinion, is complete usury because it makes it impossible to ever pay off the loan in most cases without a significant amount of income. So just a heads up on that, but the pandemic era freeze is now over, and they're going to start essentially going in and garnishing wages and seizing benefits. Just heads up on that.
I just posted another article on Berberine, but taking people's lives away from them and garnishing benefits and garnishing wages for the rest of their lives because of a stupid college loan that you got tricked into getting.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say that again.
That's a big issue.
Give me this camera, Rich. A lot of people get tricked into this garbage.
They do.
You get an 18-year-old kid who's an idiot.
Right out of high school.
90% of them are idiots. I'm letting you know, 10% aren't, but 90% are idiots. And you basically give them a $20,000 loan, signature loan. And the biggest thing that happens, too, and I've seen this repeatedly, the parents co-sign.
Yep.
Now, the parents are on the hook, too. So don't forget about the parents here. They're not going to get away from this either.
No.
Okay, they're going to co-sign. And so what's going to happen is now they're going to come in and start garnishing wages, which is going to further decrease discretionary income. So now all of a sudden, well, you make $50,000 a year. We're going to go ahead and take $500, you know, a month from your $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Forever because of interest now. And so you're going to be paying us usury at $500 a month because you're basically a debt slave.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare. This thing should have always been able to get bankrupt because here's 18-year-old kid decides I'm going to major in underwater basket weaving or Black Lives Matter or gay and lesbian studies or some other really important degree. And they find out that now after they finish the degree with $100,000 to $150,000 in debt, that wasn't a joke, that paper they signed.
No.
Those people want to get paid back. And that's the problem that you have. This is the same thing when you make something inelastic, demand curve, like insulin. You make insulin $100 a vial or $200 a vial. If people have diabetes, they're going to pay it. Now they're doing the same thing with the doggone student loans. They're going to make them inexcusable, inelastic. Once you get one, we're going to come after you. We're going to garnish your wages. And actually, why don't we just do this? We're going to take your stuff, too. You don't pay the bill, we're going to take your car. You got any equity in that? We're going to sell that. We don't care if you get to work or not. And if you keep going, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. We're going to do all kinds of crap. You watch what happens with these student loans. This is debt slavery, and it needs to be solved. And it's in the trillions of dollars now. It's unbelievable how many kids have gotten these loans.
And here's the problem I have. You do basic math on it. So if you got a $50,000 loan, you got 29% interest. Depending on the time frame, whether so it's a 10-year loan, 15-year loan, however they set it up, payments are going to be $1,000 a month on that with 29% interest on a $50,000 loan.
That's minimum.
What the numbers are going to be. The $1,000 payment, about $950 is going to go to interest.
That's right.
About $20 is going to go to principal, which means the loan is never paid off.
Never paid
ever
off.
You will continue to be in debt in perpetuity. And so the problem with this is, and then what happens is because they're defaulting and because they're getting judgments, then they get court costs and back fees. And it just adds up and adds up. So they turn into debt slaves.
And if you get a judge to sign a court order for them to pay, make you pay, that becomes criminal.
Yeah. And how do you think about it? You know, $50,000 loan, after 15, 20 years, you've now paid like $200,000, $250,000 on the loan. And so these bankers are becoming unbelievably greedy and wealthy off these loans because they're federally backed and you can't bankrupt them.
Oh, by the way, I know of a man who had a kid who got a motorcycle that got stolen.
Yeah.
And within a year, that motorcycle had started at $10,000, was at $20,000. The kid was 19 years old. And the dad was told and the son was told that in the event that you don't pay this, we're not going to come after you for another 6 years.
Yep.
And by the time we come after you, it'll be over $50,000, pushing $100,000 because it'll keep doubling itself because of penalties and fees. And we will garnish your wages for the rest of your life. And the dad told these people, I know them personally, we're going to just file bankruptcy on this and we're going to get rid of it. Oh, you won't do that. And well, they did. And they got rid of it. The point is this. This is not something you can do with a student loan.
Nope.
And when you're 18 years old and you're young and dumb, it ain't going to be like that motorcycle when you're 18 years old and young and dumb. You're going to basically figure out real quick that this thing's not something you're going to walk away from. It's going to just start to escalate. By the way, this is on Berberine, and this is from the National Library of Medicine. Also, this is going to blow your mind.
Yep.
This blew my mind. I'm reading this going, really? And it says, the therapeutic efficacies of Berberine against neurological disorders, an update of pharmacological effects and mechanisms. Okay? And it's talking about all the neurological orders that you can talk. And it says, neurological disorders refers to any dysfunctions of the nervous system and mainly include Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, dementia, schizophrenia, anxiety, depression, epilepsy, traumatic brain injury, and brain tumors. The burden of deaths and disabilities caused by neurological disorders has been increasing dramatically, ranking it as a leading cause of disability and the second leading cause of death worldwide. I didn't know this, Austin.
Either.
Now, here's what it says. After oral administration, berberine was absorbed in the gastrointestinal tracts of mice and rats, et cetera. However, the bioavailability was quite low. Remember, we just talked about that. That's why we have the high drug of berberine. Then the BBR was mainly distributed in the liver, followed by other organs. Now, this is interesting. It says the brain concentration also is quite low. It says efficacy is a mechanism. It says on Alzheimer's disease. Get ready for this. This is mind-boggling. Alzheimer's disease often develops in people over 65 years of age, is characterized by memory loss and handicapped daily functions. To date, exact cause has not been disclosed, but it's believed that AD results from multiple contributing factors. Thus, there's no direct effective treatment for AD. There are two main strategies for treatment. Basically, an enzyme to break down acetylcholine and other choline esters. Secondly, important to reduce amyloid plaquing. Due to its multifaceted nature, berberine has been shown to address Alzheimer's disease. I'm reading you from the doggone NIH government article, and you guys can basically look at this. Inhibitory effect of berberine. And then it goes into detail on what happens as far as how it basically corrects and helps to help pathological developments of brain problems. And then it talks about oral administration of berberine significantly ameliorated deficits of spatial memory retention. And then it goes on to talk about even more. It says on Parkinson's disease. I had no idea about this. Yeah. No, listen to this. Wow. Parkinson's disease is a progressive and it says berberine has shown beneficial effectiveness against a chemicals-induced Parkinson's disease model. Then it goes on to, and stroke. Stroke also defines cerebral vasculoskin as one of the major causes. And it goes on to say berberine has shown prominent efficacies for stroke.
I didn't know any of that.
Oh, no, we're done. This is a government article. and then it goes into deal. It goes into deal on Huntington's disease, and it goes on dementia. Dementia describes a group of symptoms and brain disorders. And it says vascular dementia accounts for 20%. And it says berberine treated, the AD related dementia, mainly it's targeting AD symptoms, and berberine was also effective in treating vascular dementia.
You know, why have we heard about any of this on mainstream media?
Why haven't I heard about this? You know, BBR on psychiatric disorders and epilepsy.
Wow.
Okay, berberine. Psychiatric disorders and mental illnesses are greatly disturbed. Thinking, moods, behaviors, etc. Major psychiatric disorders include schizophrenia, anxiety, and depression. Moreover, these disorders are considered comorbidities in epileptic patients. Berberine produces prominent effects on psychiatric disorders and epilepsy.
That's interesting.
Okay, schizophrenia, anxiety, and depression. It's talking about berberine again. Epilepsy. It's talking about berberine. Traumatic brain injury. I wish I'd have known about this one. It's an injury to the brain caused by external force, tissue bleeding, etc. TBI needs a neurological disability to primary and secondary injury mechanisms. The primary injury occurs during the initial insult. The secondary injury affects recovery post-outcome. In addition, post-administration of berberine was found to be related to helping people who had traumatic brain disease. BBR on berberine on tumors. Brain tumors also occur in mass growth, and it talks about what it does. It suppresses this or that. I'm going to post this article for you. I had no idea. They're listing acute cerebral ischemic stroke, acute cerebral stroke, a bunch of articles here, infarction, schizophrenia. Yeah, I mean, on and on and on.
Well, I got a question for you on this, because this is an interesting concept.
Surprised they haven't made this a drug yet.
No. I think they've tried. Mm-hmm. What do you think would happen then if you're running into some of these cognitive functions and you stack the magnesium brain food, with berberine? I've never thought about that before. Because you're going to deal with the magnesium, which has all types of cognitive effects, and you got the berberine.
Well, I always thought berberine was primarily used for neuropathy.
Yeah.
Okay. This stuff is amazing. Yeah. I just read this with you guys. I mean, we're all live on this. I guess I should
learn something new every day.
But I mean, because it could have gone one of two ways. It could have been a good article or a bad article. This is a really good article.
We don't normally do that.
No, it's a PubMed. It's
from PubMed. That's why.
It's pmc.ncbi.nmln.nih.gov. This is a government article coming out on berberine.
Yeah, you know how many times Fauci talked about that?
Oh, yeah, Fauci talked about it a lot.
All the time. He always talked about berberine.
But they want you to think about, aliens. And they don't want you to think about the Epstein files or berberine. I know that.
The one guy's right in the comment section. They could come out and be like, yeah, we got all these aliens everywhere. And I'm just going to be like, gay. We already knew this. Next topic.
But I'm going to post this.
This is good stuff, man.
I'm going to send it out again.
It's going on sale. So you want to try a bottle out, give it a shot. Again, the dihydroberberine, this is the formula to use on here. We did a lot of research because we had tried regular berberine before.
Marginally effective.
We got good results with some of the customers. But when DHB came out, it completely changed the game on how the body responded to it. It's also the dosage of it.
Okay, by the way, I'm making no clinical claims at all for berberine here. I'm just reading what the government said. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to cure anything. I'm just saying that this is a pretty strong article in which they're saying all of this stuff as far as efficacy.
You want a bubblegum story?
I want a bubblegum story.
That's pretty funny. You know, I'm all about, you know, making sure everybody kind of has the ability to do what they need to do. Delta figured out a way to avoid tariffs on their jets that they just manufactured. Delta said, they told Airbus, we're not paying tariffs on any new aircrafts. Listen to this. So, Air Nav reported that Delta Airlines sidestepped U.S. tariffs
by rerouting
brand new Airbus A350s from Toulouse, France to Tokyo, Japan, and then moved it as a classified plane into U.S. airspace, avoiding import duties.
Oh, I promise you that won't stick.
They might get away with it for once or twice.
I had the same thing happen when I bought my plane. I ended up having the doggone plane. I bought it in a tax-free state, but be tax-free coming into Florida. Yeah, that didn't last.
But it got registered in Tokyo. It won't matter. The government's going to get their tax.
They're going to get the tax.
But I thought it was funny. It's kind of a funny story here when it came out on that. Vehicle stories, though.
Well, what they'll do, they'll just seize the plane. They'll say, we're going to seize the aircraft until you pay the tariffs on it.
And
they'll go in with the U.S. Air Marshal. They'll seize the aircraft.
They'll put a boot on the wheel. My Airbus has got a boot on it. Like, yeah, park your tariffs.
Parking violation. Boot on. Oh my! I saw one of those one time over at Celebration.
On a plane?
Oh, no, on a car.
Oh, on a car. Yeah,
because they
will rip your fender out. You try to drive.
Oh, if you don't know they're on there, I saw one. I saw a bunch of them over there in Ybor City. If you don't pay the parking,
they won't
violation.
Come off.
No,
they won't come
you
off.
You will pay to have.
There's a YouTuber that wanted to play around with it. They put one on a vehicle. And I mean, it ripped half the front end of the car off of the wheel tire.
Oh, yeah.
This is an interesting story. Now, car makers are telling Brussels, deregulate. We're basically going bust as car manufacturers. And they're talking about here how these tariffs are having a significant role in Europe's automotive industry and how they want to move forward with it. They said, but here's the problem. It's not just the tariffs. It's the fact that essentially they have going on here is the overregulation from the European Union on all these restrictions with emissions because of the green energy deal. And they said these emissions and these regulations are not sustainable. They said they called on France, Italy, and Spain, where small cars are more popular, to campaign for regulation cuts with the publication described as both radical and rapid. They said there's too many rules designed for bigger, more expensive cars, which means we got to make smaller cars, which with more regulation on the smaller cars now, which is making no profitability on them whatsoever. They said German MEP Jen Gleiske said last month, noted that Europe's Green Deal has been the center of many regulatory pushes harming car makers. She said it's very one-sided. It's an ideological approach with great harm to the automotive industry with no significant impact on actual climate change. Meaning it's all about, again, what? Extracting taxes, getting more money. People don't understand the regulatory system in the vehicle industry. And any of my motorheads understand this, but I talked to one of the best diesel mechanics in Central Florida the other day. They own Twin Diesel Performance over in Lakeland. If you guys ever need them, ask for Daniel over there. I'm just giving a plug. Great guys that fixed some of my diesel trucks were in the past. And what happens is, he said, the whole DPF industry is a giant multi-billion-dollar industry now, because you've got the parts for the DPFs, you've got the metals, the rare earth metals that they're using in them, you've got the DEF fluid that's now it's every single pump now in the United States, the semi-trucks are having to do them, and it's all federally mandated, meaning it's guaranteed money that these manufacturers and these emission companies are making on all these systems, because that's why it's never going away. Once this stuff gets put into place and you've got the velocity of money moving in billions of dollars on these systems, it's going to continue to go on. He said, however, one thing we may be able to do is deregulate this stuff to where it's not a felony. The fact that the EPA thinks they have the right to tell you if you take a DEF filter, DPF filter off your diesel truck that you personally own, it's not a felony charge, is mind-boggling to everyone. So it needs to go back to states' rights. If a state wants to do it, cool. But the blanket of California's stupidity when it comes to emissions does not need to be put on the entire country because the EPA thinks they can do anything they want. That's what needs to roll back. That way you say, you want to take a DEF kit, DPF filter off your diesel truck in Florida? You get caught with it, it's a misdemeanor, pay a little fine. But these federal charges now they're trying to put on people and fine them millions of dollars and put them in prison for some of these shops that have done this, is completely outrageous. And this is what they're saying now in Europe. They're saying we've got to deregulate or the automotive industry in Germany or in all of Europe is going to end up collapsing. And quite frankly, they're not wrong. Now, there's also some footage, too. This is switching gears. I've been seeing all these contradicting videos, or not videos, stories about India and Pakistan. And one of our marketing directors, my main guy, Michael Barrett, great guy, doing great work for us. He's one and run the Brower Show for you guys. You guys are enjoying it. He sent me some videos from his contacts over in India, a lot of them. I'll only post one of them on here. But it's weird. It says India launches airstrikes against terrorists in Pakistan, okay? But now they're saying 26 civilians have been killed in these airstrikes, and its Air Force shot down 5 Indian fighter jets in Pakistan. They're doing these air raids. The India confirmed strikes on 9 Pakistan terror camps. The whole thing's really strange, but then there's this video here that popped up. Let's see if I can find it. I had it saved here a minute ago. Let me see if I can pull it up. You guys can see this. That these airstrikes don't seem to be limited to where are we at here? Aha. Got it. These airstrikes don't seem to be limited to just terrorist encampments. This one right here. You see, you got people in mopeds. I mean, it just happened. I got multiple videos of this. I mean, straight up airstrikes all over the place. And that was interesting. So I don't know the whole story. I'm covering it because I'm seeing what footage was sent to me from Pakistan. You can see there some of the fighter jets that are rolling over doing airstrikes all over the place. And what's crazy about it, though, is when you have this stuff happen, you always got to look at both sides of the story of what's going on. The same thing you saw with the massive airstrikes they had with Israel and the U.S. over in Yemen. Yemen now has capitulated and said we're no longer going to basically go in and keep trying to shoot airplanes down and bomb ships with all the weapons that we got out of Ukraine. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Where does everybody think Yemen's getting all these surface air missiles from? But so I thought the video was interesting. You guys got any information on what's going on in India and Pakistan? Send it to me. A lot of weird stuff. But here's a positive news. My segues are a bit strange today because I got all these articles and we've been up early going after everything. This is a great story. Fantastic story. Great news is that Florida has now officially become the second state in the country to formally ban fluoride, period. No, it does. You will not put it in. Starting July 1st, DeSantis has now signed the bill. Fluoride is no more in Florida public water supply.
I don't get, too excited about most stuff. This is one of the things I'm really excited about.
I have
written so many articles on this. And again, the best book you're going to read on this is Fluoride, The Aging Factor by Yamiatis. It's out of print, I think, but you can get a used one online, or it may have been put back into print because of all this. That is the absolute perfect book to read about fluoride and why you should never put it in your body. But you know what I like about this now? Now I can go into a restaurant and not have to order bottled water.
Correct. Granted, tap water still got some chlorine.
Well, no, I'm going to make sure they run it through a filter, an RO unit or whatever. But I'm going to make sure that this fluoride is not in that water now. And so I'm so excited about this. Plus, remember, hydrofluorosilicic acid is incredibly acidic.
Oh, yeah.
It'll eat right through a lead pipe. And so if you got lead solder in a pipe, in an old house or an old part of the country or the city that's in, it will cause erosion and corrosion of the piping. I was told that by a captain on a ship that they would never put fluoride in the water because it will destroy the pipes in the ship. And all those pipes are between decks, and it's a nightmare to try to get them repaired. And so this is a really, really big deal. This news story should be making national
news. Hasn't. It is Senate Bill 700, passed the Senate House. DeSantis signing it, prevents the use of additives in the water system. Said DeSantis said fluoride is ending in Florida. When you do this to the water supply, you're taking away the choice of someone who may not want to have overexposure to fluoride. He said the research shows that this chemical has serious negative health consequences for children and pregnant women. We do not want local governments unilaterally injecting a chemical in the water supply and exposing people to potentially harmful side effects. He said that if people want fluoride in their water, they can simply add it. Nobody's stopping you from doing it.
And by the way, fluoride and Prozac is a fluoride compound.
That's exactly right.
People don't realize they're drugging the water.
They have been for 80 years. Lepato, the Surgeon General down here in Florida, said stop adding fluoride to the water. Last year, he advised against it. He said, we're now announcing that drinking water will hydrate and not medicate. Florida water will be clean, it'll be safe, and it'll be medication-free. Notice what he's saying there. It's medicated. Everybody wants to sit there and go, oh, no, it's to help your teeth. It's not to help your teeth. It's never been to help your teeth. Explain to me dental fluorosis. If you get just slightly too much fluoride in your system, your teeth become brittle, yellow, and start dissolving and collapsing. How in the world do you constantly say that's for your health, though?
You know what I don't understand? I mean, I really don't understand this, you know, or with dentists. Now, a lot of dentists are fluoride-free. They won't mess with it.
No, I've noticed that. I know a lot of them are stepping away from it.
Well, but a lot of them still use it. And now the problem I have with that is I know they can read. I know they got through organic chemistry.
Yeah.
I know they're smart. I know they basically had a year of physics. I know they've had calculus. I know what they had to take because I took the same courses they took. So I know they're bright. But the problem with it is that some people just get stuck on stupid. I don't understand. Say, you know, it's like this. I've got a friend of mine. Got a PhD from Harvard, but yet they took the COVID shot after I had sent them copious amounts of information on how bad it was. And then her husband ended up with an aortic dissection after the doggone COVID shot. And now all those articles are coming out about the COVID shots, and I keep sending it to this individual, and I get zero response. Yeah. So here's the problem I've got. You know, if someone says something to me, you know, let me give you a perfect example. I had a friend of mine who's a pilot, and years ago he was here at the house. And I was talking to him. He has a problem with high blood pressure. And I said, well, you know, I said, there are certain supplements and certain exercises that you could do to decrease the risks of high blood pressure to help normalize blood pressure. And he goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, I've been telling you that for 3 or 4 years, but you've never listened to me once. And he looked at me kind of funny. And I said, you know, I tell you what, he's got like 30,000 hours as a commercial airline pilot, but they took his license away because of the blood pressure. And I said to him, I said, if I was going to practice in my plane with severe crosswind landings, I would have you teach me how to do it. And everything you told me to do, I would listen.
Yeah.
Because you're a pilot. You had 30,000 hours.
Got the experience.
And you're not dead.
Okay? That's true.
No, I'm just you know, old pilots, bold pilots, no old bold pilots. This guy's alive. Great pilot. And I said, here's what I don't understand. I said, you know I have a national podcast with my son, Austin. I said, you know we've had Health Masters for decades. I said, you know we've helped thousands of people. You know that I've spoken to over a million people in seminars. And you know that I'm a best-selling author. You know that Austin's got graduate degrees. I said, you know that, you know, we really know what we're doing and we try to give good advice.
We live it. We make the best products we can make.
And so why in the world, if I listen to you about flying an airplane, can't you listen to me about how to maintain healthy blood pressure? I said, why won't you listen? And you know what he did? He disassociated with me.
Really?
No, he wouldn't even talk to me anymore. He got so, excuse my vernacular, pissed off that I told him that he won't even talk to me anymore. And you ask yourself a question: why are some people so jammed up with their gears and know-it-all gear?
Yeah.
No, they're not coachable whatsoever. They're going to do whatever they want to do, and it doesn't make one bit of difference. It doesn't matter if an expert in the field says something to them. I remember a couple of years ago, I had a friend of mine. She was dealing with cancer issues, and I said to her, "I said you need to go with Naturepath. Who'll do this, this, and this for you." And she goes, "Well, I'm not sure who to use." And I said, "Just use somebody. It's better than nothing. Yeah. You can't just do nothing." You know, she ended up dying. Did nothing and died. And so you have to ask yourself a question. Why is it that some people are so incapable of concrete, rational, fluid reasoning? This deals with fluid reasoning. So by the way, there's a test on an IQ chart on this. Fluid reasoning skills on how well, if you drop a domino on a table, do you see the outcome? And I'm using that as a metaphor with the dominoes. But when you make a certain decision or a certain choice in your life, how quickly will you find out that this choice has consequences?
Yeah.
There's some consequences out there. I give you my word, before God Almighty, you don't want the consequences. I've seen it. There's some consequences out there that are so bad, like brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, stroke, epilepsy. I've seen all kinds of stuff. It's like when I tell you don't mix aspartame with nitrites, that you form a compound called the diketiopeperazine, that degrades the form of nitrous urea, and that's one of the primary causes of brain cancer globally. You think, well, I don't believe that. Okay, what part of the chemistry do you not understand? I'll explain it to you in depth. But the point is, some people just say, I don't want to do that because I like my diet sodas. We've seen it. I've got into arguments with pastors. And you actually run out of churches over aspartame. You think, oh, it can't be.
It's that bad.
It's that bad.
And then you see them 20 years later, 30 years later. Let's switch gears for a second here on this. Let's grab fourth gear.
So the question is, why won't people listen?
But that's my next question. Let's grab third, fourth gear right now. What is something you could do if you've been using diet sodas and aspartame and these people do want to listen right now? What could you do, do you think, possibly reverse the effects?
I don't know about reversing it, but I know one thing. I would be on berberine and magnesium brain food. I know that for a fact.
Okay. Those two right there.
After what we just read about berberine And the other thing, too, is remember, if you stop putting the poison in, the poisoning stops. You may have some damage from it. I have a friend of mine. You know him. His name's John. Won't mention his last name. And he basically was drinking a gallon of diet sodas a day. You remember me. Yeah. When he comes to the office. And I warned him. I said, this causes optic nerve degradation. It can make you go blind.
Oh, I don't believe any of that. Blah, 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 blah.
About a year later, he's blind in his left eye. I kid you not. Then he stopped drinking the aspartame-loaded fluid. But why do you have to go blind in order to stop doing this?
But I think that some of the negative effects he had, I think they started to pull back.
But the point is that, you know, why can't people listen? If I tell them the top 10 foods never to eat, if I tell them how to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar from a natural standpoint with dietary supplements and food and eating the right kind of foods, why would they? You know, I'm 69 years old. I don't do hormone replacement therapy. I feel great. Yeah, I'm in there.
You look great.
I mean, thank you. I was working out last night. I feel amazing.
I know. You came in there last night with me and Dex.
Oh, Dex is in there like Goliath walks in, and they're doing these exercises. I jump right in and start doing the same exercise.
No, you did. You jumped on
with the same weight he was using. He goes, oh, wow, great. You know, and he's like, what, 40? 40, 30,
yeah, 40? He's 40 now. Yeah.
And so why in the world did I – look at David Hasselhoff. He looks like a wreck, alcoholic. He's in a wheelchair now. He's Knight Rider. I mean, how would that happen to him, right? And, you know, and so all these things happen to you over a period of time if you don't take care of yourself. So I'm urging you, if you're young right now, take care of yourself. If you're old, start taking care of yourself. No matter what you do, start you can make a better choice today.
Yep.
You know, eat an apple a day. Do something right. Make sure it's organic. Eat it. Do anything. Take just a powdered multiple every day. Do something different if you want a different result with your health.
That's a fact. Well said. Really well said.
I kind of got geeked up a little bit.
No, you're pretty good. I mean, the truth about it is that's why we put together this stuff. That's why the articles on the website, giving you guys a heads up. I got more. I'm almost out. I got more of the Switzerland creatine coming in.
I love that product.
Because I had a few people call me, and they're trying to stockpile it because they're getting, you know,
man,
for summer.
I took two of those things last night. I slept like a dog.
That's
on
all you
rock.
Need, like a gram a day.
I mean, I went to bed. I never got up until this morning, almost 8 o'clock, and I never got up one time.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
great.
What we have the article on as far as what it does for elevated cognitive performance. I was thinking about that with the magnesium.
I took that too.
But you're right, though. Magnesium and the berberine, if you're starting to have cognitive functioning issues.
And I'd also jump on B-complex and omega-3 fats, the cod liver oil.
Yeah.
I would do that too.
Maybe put together a kit. Let me know if you guys want a kit together.
We'll cognitive functioning. Healthy cognitive functioning kit.
Write that down.
Healthy cognitive. You guys send me an email on it so I can remember that. Healthy functioning cognitive kit. Are you going to write it down?
Right. I write everything down.
That's good. At least he says it. By the way, inability to organize detail is the primary cause of business failure. Just thought I'd mention that to you. And I covered that in my series, Maximum Success, which is a CD series that's available at the office. And we talk about how to live disease-free, debt-free, and worry-free.
CD series.
That's so old, isn't it? Really? The reason we can't sell those anymore is because nobody has CD players.
I stopped by a store the other day for Hunter to pick up. He had a gift card. Wanted to buy it for a Nerf gun. And I went in there, and this place used to have all these DVDs. They're gone.
I still buy DVDs anymore.
DVDs are antiquated.
I don't buy new ones. I go to the pawn shop.
I know you do. They got a great. Well, everybody dumps them off there now.
I get it for a quarter.
He's like Blu-ray 4K DVDs, like a dollar now.
I love them.
It's crazy.
I've got a collection of them. Because to me, everything on TV, even on the streaming services, is just junk.
Well, here's the thing that I've found. This is my personal opinion. Florida, we have these crazy things called hurricanes down here. Well, I have a backup generator because I've gone many, many times without power, without good food, without water. And you got to deal with that. So you got to have a generator in Florida. Well, what nobody ever tells you is every time there's a hurricane in Florida, there's no internet at all, period. It goes out for a substantial period of time if you have a hard one hit. But one thing that always does work is everybody's up and they can't sleep and it's storming.
If you have a generator.
If you got a generator, which isn't hard to get anymore, plop in a DVD, have a movie night, old school, no internet. There's a lot of good movies.
We watched a movie last night. What did we watch last night? It was interesting with the kids.
Oh, no.
It was a cartoon.
Ice Age.
It was clean.
It was funny, though. Yeah.
The kids love it.
They love it. It's funny. The squirrel always.
I worked on the Today Show while I was in there with them. I really can't watch Ice Age.
It was just funny, though.
But it was funny.
If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Team Health Masters, the Berberine Ultimate. Got it up on sale for 12% off right now on the website. So be sure to stock up on it if you want to try it. And I'll be
I'd get it pretty quick.
Try it with the magnesium. If you guys want to stack something different, try it with magnesium bread. I have not done this personally as a kit. Try it with those two together and let me know your results on it. And please, if you're trying it and you get great results, I know you guys are, leave me reviews on the website on here, Team Health Masters. I really like getting reviews, and everybody else likes to read them too. So thank you guys again for your support. Have a great evening. I'll be on Hagman tonight if you guys want to come in and hang out with me and Doug always have a party. It's always a lot of crazy stuff.
Well, the people are always asking me, why don't you do Doug Hagman anymore? They're asking me why I don't.
Yeah.
Because Austin does a great job on it. And quite frankly, I don't want to stay up late.
Yeah, I'll be on like three purple sticks.
Oh, yeah. I'm up all night. I mean,
then I'm up to like two working, and I'm like,
I'd do Doug's show again if you wanted me to, but Austin does such a great job on it. What's the point? Oh, yeah. By the way, the point is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That was a good segue.
Okay.
And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that Jesus created the heavens and the earth, and the will of God. It doesn't matter what the will of majority is. The will of God always wins. I love you guys, and I love praying for you. You guys are amazing. And remember, learn how to take care of yourself at a young age. And if you don't know how to take care of yourself, just read our books and start doing what we tell you to do on the website. You'll be amazed how good you can feel, how fast you can feel. But remember, always keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, for he is the finisher and the author and perfecter of our faith. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.